The big news today was the official jobs report and what that might mean. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 7th day of July, and it just happens to be the day that former President Jimmy Carter and wife Rosalynn quietly celebrated their 77th wedding anniversary. In other news, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in China and what that might mean, meat packing and teen workers. It's a story. President Biden takes aim on what he's calling junk insurance. How much do Americans say that they need to be financially secure? We'll share. And we've got to ask this. Is America just too expensive a country to live in? We've got a story. The Wall Street Report is up and mortgage rates hit a high note. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, we say this every day, that you are spending some time with us again today. And you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And on Threads, it's Insight on Business. The jobs report came out on Friday, and the Labor Department said that the nation posted up 209,000 jobs in June, which was the smallest number in 2.5 years, but still robust. In fact, it was enough to reduce the unemployment rate from 3.7% to 3.6%, barely above a half-century low. And it amounted to further evidence of an economy that has defied persistent forecasts of a recession. However, the bad news is that this stronger report will pressure the Federal Reserve to once again start to raise interest rates in their effort to stall the economy. And that decision will continue to have lasting effects on your ability to get affordable credit, buy items like housing, cars, or even impact your rent. Meanwhile, Wall Street did react, and I'll have those Friday numbers for you in just a bit. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in China, hoping to tamp down some major rifts between the two nations. Presidents Joe Biden and Xi Jinping met in November, and they agreed to improve relations between the world's two biggest economies and major trading partners. But neither government has shown willingness to make major policy changes. It is hoped that Yellen might start to thaw the chilly waters. What are they talking about? Well, things like export controls, Russia and Ukraine, political relations between the two nations, economic growth, and technology. It's something that you and I need to follow. It seems that if you can't find workers for your meat packing plant, just head to the high school and hire teenagers. The Associated Press is reporting that a second company involved in meat processing has agreed to reform its hiring practices after investigators recently discovered teenagers working there. The Labor Department said Monogram Foods will pay more than $30,000 as a fine as part of an agreement reached after a 16-year-old and 17-year-old were found to be working at the company's Chandler, Minnesota plant. Officials also ordered the company not to ship any products produced while the teens were employed at the plant that makes a variety of meat snacks, but normal operations did resume once they were fired. Earlier this year, a separate investigation found more than 100 kids working overnight for a company that cleans slaughterhouses, handling dangerous equipment like skull splitters and razor-sharp bone saws. Packers Sanitation Services Incorporated, or PSSI, agreed earlier this year to pay a $1.5 million fine and update its hiring practices after investigators confirmed at least 102 kids were working for the company at 13 different meat processing plants. In his continuing effort to reduce the cost of healthcare, President Biden announced a new set of initiatives to reduce healthcare costs. What are they? Well, a crackdown on what he called junk insurance plans that play consumers as suckers, new guidance to prevent surprise medical bills, and an effort to reduce medical debt tied to credit cards. Biden says his administration was taking aim at what he called junk insurance plans, such as short-term policies that can deny basic coverage as people transition between employers and still need temporary health care coverage. The new proposal aims to close loopholes that allow insurers to offer products that can discriminate based on pre-existing conditions and market to consumers coverage that provides little to no coverage. One of the stunning realities, according to Bankrate.com, is that 72% of American families feel financially insecure. What do they believe they'll need to make to get secure in their financial life? Well, according to a survey of over 2,500 Americans, the majority say they would need to make, on average, $233,000 a year. And if that's the case, we are a very long way from reaching that number. According to the Census Bureau's American Community Survey, the median U.S. full-time worker earned roughly $54,000 a year. Since the turn of the century, like the year 2000, the costs of big middle-class expenditures have risen dramatically. For example, childcare is up by 115%, healthcare up by 130%, college tuition is up by 178%, and housing, rent, or ownership is up 80%. All of those numbers are way outside any inflation figure that we've ever seen. And perhaps the United States is simply becoming too expensive a country in which to live. How about that? Recently, we followed several stories about young people in their 30s who have simply packed up and left the United States and resettled in places like Denmark and the Netherlands. There's the story of a former Texas school teacher that moved to Denmark, where she says her salary goes much further and teaching there affords her some real quality time for family and friends. 5 weeks of paid vacation, for example, a 45-hour-per-week schedule, great public transportation that she spends just $98 a month on, way less than a car and gas in Texas, and her salary? Get this. A teacher with 10 years of experience in Denmark earns an average salary of $55,800 a year. That's neck and neck with the U.S. average of $54,400 a year. But the average single Dane does pay 35.5% in income taxes and receives taxpayer benefits like public health care, while the average single American pays 24.8% in taxes but doesn't necessarily receive the same benefits. Get this. Her maternity leave was a whopping 16 months, and her daycare expenses comes to roughly $536 a month, way less that can be found here in the U.S. And that is just one example over several that we've found. Sort of makes you wonder, doesn't it? Now, the stock market shuddered again on Friday, with the Dow sinking by 187 points to close at 33,734, while the NASDAQ fell by 18 points to end the session and the week at 13,666. And the S&P 500 was off the mark by 12 points to finish at 43.98. And finally, there is this, and this is where mortgage rates headed this past week. The average 30-year fixed mortgage rate hit 6.81% this week. That's a new high for the year and a 1.5% leap from a year ago. All that data according to Freddie Mac. Consistently high mortgage rates are another consequence of persistent inflation, but they are also the result of the relentless rate hikes by the Fed. The high rates are also keeping a lid on the real estate market as would-be buyers stay put. Realtor.com data shows a large majority of home shoppers feel locked in by their current mortgage rate, leading to a reduction in both mortgage applications and new homes sitting on the market. We thought you might like to know. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. A broadcast reminder that we will be back on the air on Sunday, noon central, and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL with the Business Week in review. And we've got an interesting interview coming up this Sunday. Think adult porn stars and a business that surrounds what they are now doing. Our guest will be Patrick Palmer, a return visitor to our microphone. We'll catch you on Sunday, noon central, and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL. That's a wrap. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.